Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. Today is episode 80, Kitchen Office Hours. About once a month or so, I like to hold kitchen office hours to answer the questions that you guys have that I've collected from Instagram or within my Recipe Club membership that have to do with anything related to cooking or the kitchen. Really just anything that might make it a little easier for you to get dinner on the table. And you guys submitted some lovely, wonderful questions this week, and I can't wait to dive into those. I genuinely cannot believe that next week officially we welcome May, which is wild. We're flying through this year, but this also means that we are nearing the end of the school year, which likely elicits different feelings for different people. Some parents long for and love the summer months, and for others, summer can induce a bit of stress because it means that keeping your kids entertained and off screens at home is going to require more work on your part. There's a lack of schedule, which some people love, some people hate. And, you know, you're searching for camps and you're planning family travel. In all honesty, I'm somewhere in between, but I genuinely feel for the working parents who, for summer, it likely means that things feel more complicated with less predictability. But regardless, as we head into this next month, you will likely be noticing a lot of change in shifting schedules. So having a system for how you feed yourself and your family can be really helpful during crazy months like this, transitional times. Even listening to this 20-minute podcast once a week can be a system that reminds you to think about dinner for the upcoming week. So on that note, I want to jump right in to how we always start and discuss a few ideas for recipes that you can throw on your meal plan for the week. It truly is such a gift you can give yourself to decide once what you'll be eating, rather than ask yourself every single night, what are we having for dinner? It really is, I really believe it's one of the most valuable habits you can develop. So hopefully we're helping you support that habit here with this podcast. All right, so on my list, first up, ham and cheese wraps with pesto aioli. Now, I got to tell you something about this recipe. It doesn't sound like much, right? Like, it just sounds pretty basic. But I have had not one, not two, but three friends recently, independently, come up to me and say, those wraps were so good. And almost like, I didn't expect them to be that good, but they were really, really good. I think it's that pesto aioli, you guys. These are so delicious. And such a good recipe for this time of year, because you can totally make them in the morning and eat them in the afternoon, whether it's lunch or dinner or something you're taking to the ballpark. Or one of my friends who made this recipe, she's been doing this yoga training at night, and so on Thursdays she likes to make dinner for her family in the morning, and so she had made these in the morning and then they had them at night, and she was like, they loved those. So don't count out the ham and cheese wraps with the pesto aioli. I should have thought of a more enticing title for the recipe, but they really are very good. Very, very, very good. Second is a Greek shrimp and orzo salad. This is delish. If you're not a shrimp person, you can totally swap that for shredded chicken. You can just take the meat out and add in a can of chickpeas, whatever you want. But the Greek flavoring with the orzo, there's lemon, there's dill, there's cucumbers, there's tomatoes. It is just bright and fresh and definitely hearty enough to be a dinner or a nice lunch. But also, do not discount this salad for when you need to take a salad somewhere. Like you're going to a potluck or you're going to a pool party and someone says, hey, can you bring a salad? This is an awesome salad for that. So I'm just kind of like revisiting some of those things as we start to gather more with friends outside. But I'm excited to be making this for my family. And it's also such a good one that's really easy to deconstruct if you've got picky eaters. Also, I like to make extra because it really is great for meal prep and I can keep the leftovers in the fridge and eat them for lunch. And finally, we are doing a sheet pan sweet and sour chicken. This is one of those forgotten recipes that my kids loved so much when I first started making it that we kind of tired ourselves of it. And we are resurrecting it. We are bringing it back. We are bringing it back and I'm excited to make it. When I did my grocery order, all I had to order was the chicken. Like I had everything else on hand for it. So it's one of those recipes that you should be able to pull from your pantry. There are your recipes for the week. You can find and print them all in Recipe Club individually or in our weekly meal plan with an easy to follow shopping list broken down by recipe. I created Recipe Club to fix all of the things that drove me crazy about getting recipes on the internet. So when you use Recipe Club, you'll never see any banner ads or long blog posts or drawn out stories. It's really just the recipes you need to help you meal plan quickly and get dinner on the table with as much ease as possible. Okay, let's jump into the back half of the podcast and officially open up kitchen office hours.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We are going going to tackle three questions today here on the podcast that will hopefully be helpful to you. I also typically do a weekend Q&A on Instagram, so if I'm not answering a question you have today, you can always send me a DM or submit your question during one of those weekend Q&A sessions. All right, first question is from Beth. She says, I've noticed that you share about a neighborhood salad swap, and I'm so interested in how you do that. Sounds amazing. Can you share the format just a bit? I want in. Oh man, Beth, you should want in because it really is. I had never heard of something like this until I moved to this community a little over a year ago, and it's very popular where I live. So there are salad swaps, or some people call it salad club. Like in my community, I know of at least like five separate ones because typically, we'll talk about all this. Let's go through some like step-by-step instructions for kicking off your own salad swapping group with your friends or your neighbors, which is important to note. So what is it? A salad swap is when a group of people decide to swap salads and you take turns making and delivering the goods. So my group is within my neighborhood, and I think that close proximity is key because when it is your turn to deliver salads, you do not want to be driving for 2 hours. You want to make it really close. But you really could set it up with any group of people you see regularly at work or school or the gym or your church. You just need a group of people who are interested in making salads. I suggest the magic number is like 5 to 10. If I'm being honest, my magic number is like 10. So it's the number of people in your group is how many salads you'll have to make when it's your turn. So a group larger than 10, you can start to feel a little overwhelmed and like you're a caterer. So just keep in mind, I think we have 12 in our group right now and it's okay. But I think 10 is kind of the sweet spot because also you have to make that many drop-offs. Now, if you've got 10 people in your group, that means you've got 10 weeks of salads too. So that's a lot of lunches covered for you. But twice, you're going to have to make 10 salads and deliver them to 10 homes. So just keep that in mind. Next, you need to determine a schedule. So how long you'll be swapping, like how many days a week you're going to get a salad. I know groups that you get a salad every day of the week. I know some that just do it twice a week. That's how mine works, on Mondays and Wednesdays. And that lasts for us for like a 3-month period. We take off weeks for like spring break or things like that. But we each sign up for 2 dates, and that means I'm on the hook to make and deliver the salads to those people 2 times over the course of about a 3-month period. But I get fresh salads twice a week. Now, here's where it could get a little, we're just going to be honest here. I have found that it's best to set some guidelines. And you guys, you think that I am a food snob. I am not. I am a realistic person when it comes to food. Do I appreciate good food, good ingredients? Absolutely. But I am also a working mother raising 3 young children, and I am realistic. But if you're going to do your salad club or your salad swap, set some guidelines. So some of them, I think they're most successful when the majority of the group has similar preferences. So like currently, my group has a guideline that it has to be a freshly cooked protein, aka no canned chicken, and there's a strong suggestion for a homemade dressing. So just, you could think about that. And the other thing you're going to want to do is, if anybody has any dietary restrictions, you're going to want to, it might just be easiest to say, no shellfish or no grain, if you've got a couple of people who are gluten-free or something like that. But keep that in mind. I suggest setting up some tools to communicate. So we use SignUp Genius to select our dates, and then we communicate over group text to let people know when their salads have been dropped off, and we'll link to the recipe that they've made in case you want to make it again. But it's also a great way to navigate unexpected scheduling conflicts and let people know if you have, like I said, any dietary restrictions. But it's best to kind of do that at the very beginning. Okay, what to bring it in? So what we have done that's worked really well is our group organizer buys all of the supplies in bulk and then has each person pick them up and pay for their portion. So that's like the containers for both the dressing and the set, like, you know, like the brown biodegradable containers Someone buys all of those and then you pick them up at their house. She just leaves them on her porch and then you Venmo her. And that's how it works. And it's kind of fun. Salad droppers will also occasionally include like a favorite drink or a piece of chocolate or candy. And that is always kind of like someone just made a Hawaiian salad this week and they dropped off a their favorite pineapple drink. And it was so yummy. Like it was so, it's just fun. It's so, so, so fun. So, in fact, if you go to my Amazon shop, my Amazon storefront, so you Google Kelsey Nixon Amazon storefront, I have all of the tools that I use for salad swapping. Like one thing you might not think of is I have a front porch cooler that I'll leave out if I know I'm going to be gone when someone's dropping off salads. But yeah, it's really, that's about it. I hope that I'm never not in a salad swap. That's how much I enjoy it. I love it so much. And if I'm not here to eat it, my husband will eat it or I'll pop it in the fridge and have it later. But it's so great. It's so, so great. Okay, question two from Jessica. I cannot seem to get my fridge under control. Things are always being shoved to the back. I forget about what's in the crisper. Who knows how long certain things have been in there? I feel you, Jessica. It just feels so overwhelming. Any advice for a better fridge system? Yes. Okay, first of all, this is so normal, Jessica. Despite how many Instagram reels or posts you've seen that might make you feel like everyone else has a very organized fridge, I think that most people are living with somewhat of an unruly fridge. But I also think you're smart to recognize that getting your fridge under control would make daily life feel a little bit easier. So, a couple of things here. I'm certainly a fan of investing in a few fridge organization containers, but before we even get there, I want you to try this. Try doing a Friday fridge cleanout. And it doesn't have to be on Friday. That's just when I do mine. Set an alarm on your phone. Obsessed with setting alarms on my phone. Or attach it to whenever you plan to do your meal planning. And this is a great time to open your fridge and review what you have on hand. See what needs to be used up. See what's old or expired. Toss what, you know, isn't coming back to life. And just look at it. Give it a quick wipe down. I really like using that Force of Nature product for this because it is basically just water, vinegar, and salt. I feel like I can spray it directly into my fridge and I don't have to worry about any questionable toxins or chemicals or anything. But that's what I do. I open it up. I first look at our family schedule. Then I open my fridge and I'm like, what needs to be used up? And I pull stuff out and I throw stuff in the garbage. This also could be coordinated with when your garbage day is. Top that garbage can off. And then that totally informs what I put on my family meal plan. And that way I'm wasting less food. I feel like I'm just utilizing my kitchen better. It feels so good to not throw stuff away where it's like, oh my gosh, I have half, like this week, I have half a bag of sugar snap peas. Okay, oh yeah, we have that stir fry. I'm going to make that stir fry. It helps with the part of dinner that's so hard. Decision making, it's like cues for what you should make for dinner. I swear if everybody could just develop this habit, you would feel so much more confident in getting dinner on the table. So think about the Friday fridge clean out. You know how to clean out your fridge. It just is kind of the worst. But the one thing you can do to make it not so bad is to do it more regularly. So build that in to your existing system of mapping out meals for your family. And if that doesn't exist yet, give it a try. Do it for 1 week. Put an alarm on your phone right now to say, this is what I'm going to meal plan for the week. Pick a time where it's likely you're not going to have other distractions. Look at your schedule. Determine how many meals you're going to make that week. Then immediately go to your fridge. Open it up. Throw stuff away that's bad. Determine what can still be used up and let that guide what you pick for your meal plan. Does that make sense? Oh, you guys, it's such a useful habit if you can really build it. Other things that I do want to say, when you get to the point of you want to invest in a few fridge organization containers, big fan of a turntable for condiments so things don't get stuck in the back. And we have a leftovers or lunch bin. It literally is labeled leftovers or lunch. And that's amazing because I look there every day when I am like, whether I need like a mid-afternoon snack or I'm looking for a lunch option or something with dinner fell through and I'm looking, I go there first and it's great to have that separated. Question 3 is from Jana. What are you eating for lunch? I know there's a lot of talk in your recipe club and on Instagram about dinner, but I want to know how you manage lunch every day. Lunch, as if dinner wasn't enough to think about. Honestly, for me, I had to build a system around it so that I stopped asking myself what was for lunch every day. And some people can have the same thing for lunch every day, and that's a way to solve that problem. Some people like to rotate between 2 or 3 things. Some people will eat leftovers. And my best suggestion is to think about a system that you could build around lunch that makes sense for you. Because eliminating the decision fatigue will work wonders, just like dinner. So now for my system, the system I ended up determining worked for me. And you're like, well, how do I determine what system works? Start with something, identify what works or doesn't, and go from there. My system, I eat a salad every day at lunch. And I've been doing this for the past year or so. Honestly, I think some of it was instigated by being part of my salad swap because I'm getting a salad twice a week anyways. But I have loved it. I know what I need to buy every week in terms of greens and veggies to make that happen. And then I have like 5 salads that I'll rotate between. And I will usually plan to make 2 of those salads for lunch each week and go back and forth. So I've got this salad cheat sheet in Recipe Club that I reference all the time to help me build those because they're essentially just ingredient lists because once you've made a salad, it should be pretty simple. You should know how to throw it together. And so I have this salad cheat sheet in my recipe binder. And when I'm doing my meal plan, it's like, okay, well, what do I want to do for lunch this week? I'll make the apple cheddar grain bowls and the Asian cashew crunch salad. And then between those two and the 2 salads that I get from my salad swap, I am covered. I'm covered. And not only that, but I am getting a healthy lunch. And when I say healthy, it means I just feel good after eating it. And it's nice to get those greens in. So that's kind of what works for me. A daily salad might not be the system that will work for you, but just by simply saying, I have a salad every day for lunch, that has simplified that aspect of my life and I love it. And you may say, I am going to have a sandwich. I'm going to make this sandwich that I love on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I'm going to do salads on my, you know, you just mess around with it. But I do think the first thing to do is to ask yourself, how can I systemize this? How can I make this easier? Guys, that might be defining a few things from the Trader Joe's frozen foods aisle that you eat for lunch. And it's like, oh, these are an option for me. Maybe you're a little more sensitive and you're like, I can't tell you what I'm going to want to eat on Tuesday. And I just got to know. Well, then maybe you've got a lunch list that you keep in your phone. And so you refer to that list when you're hungry for lunch. I don't know. Play around with the system. But for me, salad a day, salad for lunch every day, loved it. Have absolutely loved it. All right, finally, let's finish with the weekly Gimme 5. These are 5 things that made my life easier or more enjoyable this week. Some have to do with the kitchen, some don't. The first one doesn't. This is my Thrive Liquid Lash Extension Mascara. This is the one beauty subscription I keep. I love this mascara. It came this week and I was like, oh, this is, yes, I need this. And it really is the best mascara, you guys. It's so good. I love how it comes off so easily. I had lash extensions years ago. Sometimes I miss those, but I certainly don't miss the time or money it took to upkeep those. And I don't know that I'll ever stray from this mascara. I just think it's the greatest. Okay, something for the kitchen. Maybe we have a theme going on here because I'm noticing the next thing is also something I ran out of as well. Sheet pan liners. I ran out of this, questionably boring item in the kitchen this week. And I panicked because I literally use them every day. I like really love them. So they are the unbleached, like brown pre-cut sheets of parchment that I put on my sheet trays. And it just makes cleanup so much easier. I love them. They're like $12 for 200 of them and they're amazing. So I clicked that buy now button on Amazon and they were delivered the next day and all seemed right in the world. This next thing is also something I ran out of, the Force of Nature capsules. So I mentioned this earlier as this is the product I like to clean my fridge with. The honest truth is this is what I like to clean everything with. It is the silliest tool that my husband for the longest time called snake oil until he became a huge fan. But it is this tool that takes water and these little capsules of salt and vinegar and turns it into a solution that is as strong as bleach, but totally safe. And it smells like a swimming pool. It smells like chlorine, which to me says this is clean. There's no germs. This is clean. I love it so much. But I ran out of capsules and I have been saying it's been on my to-do list for so long to order them. I finally ordered them. The force of nature is back in my life and I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Such a great tool. Okay. Next on my list, something that made my life easier this week is I decided for Mother's Day, which is just around the corner, to pull together a family recipe bundle to send to my mom. So my mom already has a recipe binder that I gifted her right when the product came out. But I know while she has started putting some recipes in it, I know there are some recipes that aren't in it. And so I had my siblings and I, we got together and decided our favorite recipes that our mom made growing up. I put them into our template. I printed them out, slipped them into page protectors, and I'm going to send them off. And I think she's going to love it. So I can check Mother's Day off the list. If you are looking for a Mother's Day gift, we are doing our biggest sale ever for the biggest discount we've ever done on the Recipe Binder Recipe Club membership product. We call it our bundle. We're doing 20% off, so that'll save you like $30. So the code is MAMA, M-A-M-A, 20, and that will be good through Mother's Day of 2024. Okay, finally, last one, number five. This is a collaboration that I did with another company called Citrus Pear. They do these awesome classes in certain markets at grocery stores where you can come and essentially make fresh freezer meals. So freezer meals that include fresh ingredients. And the company is called Citrus Pear, and we collaborated with them to do two recipe club recipes, and they're so, so, so good. So they are awesome. And I also have a code for you there as well. If you check out their site, citruspear.com, and you use the code RECIPECLUB, that'll get you $10 off through the end of May. So they deliver meals as well. They have their classes. It's just a great resource. They are only in certain markets, I believe in Utah, Nevada, Arizona, Idaho. So you'll have to check and make sure they're in your area. But such an awesome company and really fun for Recipe Club to be involved there. That's it for today, you guys. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. This podcast is meant to be a quick 20 to 30 minute listen while you map out your meals for the week and support helping you set up a simple dinner system of your own. Next week, we will be chatting about, I'm going to call it salad school. We're going to dive into my salad cheat sheet, everything you need to make really good salads at home. Thank you so much for listening today. I am so glad you're here. And until next time, happy cooking. I'm Kelsey and look forward to chatting next week.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.